Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of March 2018. Supreme Court has referred a challenge to the practice of polygamy and nikah halal under the Muslim personal law to be heard by a constitution bench. Supreme Court has observed that it is the duty of the state to voluntarily pay the gratuity amount to the appellant rather than to force the employee to approach the court to get his genuine claim. Supreme Court has sought explanation from chief secretaries of 11 states in 2 weeks on why they have not appointed Lokayukta and Uplokayukta, despite enactment of the law 5 years ago. Delhi High Court has dismissed the objections raised by the Delhi District Cricket Association, DDCA, against amendments to its Articles of Association, AOA, as directed by the court in January last year. Delhi High Court has held that family court can entertain and try a petition for dissolution of marriage under the Special Marriage Act, if the parties married under the SMA, 1954, even though they performed nikah ceremony subsequently. Delhi High Court has sought the centre's reply on a plea seeking proper guidelines for the procedure of investigation to be followed by the police when it is asked to file an action taken report by a metropolitan magistrate. Delhi High Court has granted bail to Karthi Chidambaram, son of senior Congress leader P. Chidambaram, in the INX media corruption case. Bombay High Court has said that the disclosure of assets and liabilities of candidates in an election was to make voters aware of the financial status of a candidate. Madras High Court has dismissed with exemplary cost of 50,000 rupees a petition from a pujari Akagar of a temple, who suppressed the fact of dismissal of his earlier petition, challenging his removal from the post of a pujari. Madras High Court has rejected a writ plea from Hero Ekatech Limited for a directive to the state government to consider its bid to supply over 6 lakh bicycles under the government's recycle scheme for school children. Punjab and Haryana High Court has declined to grant bail to supporters of Dera Sachasa Uda Chief Gurmeet Ram Rahim, who after his conviction in a rape case, rioted and created chaos in the states. Punjab and Haryana High Court has issued notice to the Unique Identification Authority of India after it found that Aadhaar cards with wrong details were issued. Bombay High Court has held that near demand of bribe is punishable under provisions of the Prevention of Corruption, PC, Act, 1988. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has imposed a fine of 10 lakh rupees each on the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, and Bureau of Police Research and Development, BPRD, for building offices on the Ridge Forest without obtaining environmental clearance, EC. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has notified that the implementation of Reverse Charge Mechanism, RCM, has been deferred until the 30th of June 2018. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has notified the Central Goods and Services Tax Rules, 3rd Amendment, by amending the rules relating to anti-profiteering authority. Government has notified the 1st of April as the implementation date for e-way bill, which will be required for transporting goods valued over 50,000 rupees between states. Besides, CBEC has also notified the requirement of filing summary return GSTR 3B till June.